science and technology.
Cell biology. On your marks. The first cell race in history may further knowledge about how cancers spread.
It will not come with garden parties, large hats, or eager bookies. And the contestants will be too small to see with the naked eye. But the World Cell Race, due to begin at the end of this month, will be the sporting event of the year for cell biologists. The idea of the race is simple. Labs from around the world send the runners, whatever sort of mammalian cell they think will do well, to one of six testing sites. There, the cells will be injected onto plates striped with tracks of a chemical they like to adhere to. Progress will be watched through a microscope by time-lapse photography. And whichever cell covers a tenth of a millimetre fastest, probably taking about an hour to do so, will be declared the winner. The field is wide open. Unlike horse racing, the contest is not restricted to thoroughbreds. In fact, the organisers, Mathieu Piel, Anna Maria Lennon-Dumenil, and Manuel Thierry, who all work in France, are particularly encouraging the entry of genetically modified cells, as these are likely to be the most successful and most instructive competitors. That is because a lot of research on cell movement uses genetic modification to silence or amplify genes thought to be involved in the process. Many of these genes have been found by looking at cancerous cells. Metastatic tumor cells, those which have spread from the site of the original tumor, migrate faster than other cells. If the genes that cause this mobility could be turned off, it would slow a cancer's spread. More positively, cell migration is the driving force of embryo development and is, in adults, essential to the immune response and to the healing of wounds. Understanding cell movement, then, is important. Hence the idea of the race, which Dr. Piel and Dr. Lennon-Dumenil, who both work at the Curie Institute in Paris, and Dr. Thierry at the Atomic Energy Research Center in Grenoble came up with at last year's meeting of the American Society for Cell Biology. So far, their competition has attracted 30 entrants. The heats will take place throughout August. Only at the end of the month will the videos be analyzed to name the winners. The organizers say they are also considering giving a prize to the slowest cell, since lethargic cells would be a boon for cancer therapy. For cell biologists, it should be an exciting contest. But a word of advice to sports fans, maybe just catch the highlights.